Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon will start out in the gospel lesson at verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And I've got a question for you. Reading through this story, it kind of came to mind. What do you give a king who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills? And such the dilemma of the wise men. And why would that be their dilemma? Well, because this is not just a king. If it is just a king, you give the earthly gifts. Yeah. But he's far more. And they reveal that when they state their intention to come and worship him. Which is something you're not supposed to do to kings. It's worship them. And so the wise men, they're off in the east and they have been studying the ancient books, and one of those ancient books happens to be the book of Isaiah. And so looking into the book of Isaiah, it's the Old Testament lesson today, you find two of the gifts named, gold and frankincense. And so you look into your ancient books and you find out about this king who is heralded by the appearing of a star. Now this is very different. Heralded by the appearing of a star, and so digging further and further into the ancient books, this king, why, he's not just a king. He is somebody to be worshipped. And so you don't just give the gold for a king. Detour here. And what kind of a king? This is the king who has the right to rule, and indeed who can rule every little portion of our lives. Now, through the history of the world, there have been thousands of kings who presumed to know better than their subjects what was good for their subjects. And every time a king got on that route of figuring, I'm the ruler, I'm the one who governs, I know what's best, the more they got on that path, the worse things could get. But this king is different. Because he knows everything about us. He knows what is in our heart and soul. He knows our abilities, our talents, our weaknesses, our fears, our worries, our hopes, our dreams. He knows, this king knows, the various paths our lives could take. And he knows which ones, if we go that route, will be rich in things, but our souls will wander off from the spiritual things. And he knows which paths in our lives might be more difficult, but we will be enriched deeply in the soul. We will grow spiritually, and we will grow in our relationship with God. And this king, he knows better than we do which is the path that is right for us. So they come bringing gifts, gold for a king. But more than that, there's also frankincense because, where did they look in the Bible to figure out that this child would not only be a king, but would be God? Oh, there are verses. Verses like Micah 5, verse 2, that talk about his goings forth are from of old, from days of eternity. And there's back in Genesis when Eve said, I've gotten a man, the Lord, and signaled to everybody that the coming of the Christ, the promised one, would be God himself stepping into this world, God himself coming into our lives to bring salvation. And the prophecy again from Isaiah, a virgin will conceive and bear a son and will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so they're absolutely right. Those prophecies are there, and those prophecies call for them to come and to worship. And so they come and bring the frankincense. And if you look in the Old Testament lesson, you find the gold. You find the frankincense. And then it leaves off. And that's the part where I say, they're wise men. They're absolutely wise men. Don't call them magi. Call them wise men, because they had figured out also from the books of the prophecies that they were supposed to bring something for a child who would lay down his life for the salvation of the world. It's the myrrh. Some years ago, the wife was going off to a baby shower, and she was going to bring gifts. And in the course of the discussion, I found out something. I'm in my 50s and find this out, that you don't bring anything wrapped in black to a baby shower. Some of the guys are looking, huh? Yeah. I did not know that, because guys don't go to baby showers, do they? And if it's husband, he comes in a little bit later, and then he gets to see the gifts, and off you go again. And there's this set of secrets the guys think are around the baby shower. And one of them is, don't give a gift wrapped in black. Why? Because black is for funerals, and that would be very, very inappropriate. What about myrrh? To get a grasp of how inappropriate myrrh is, think about your next going to a baby shower and go off and get a gift certificate from a funeral home. That won't go over very well, will it? And here come the wise men. Gold for a king. Frankincense, because he is someone to be worshipped. And what's that third gift? It's myrrh. Myrrh for burial. Myrrh for the baby's burial. Because this child has come to be the Savior. This child is destined to carry the salvation of the entire world in his body. This child is destined not only to be there on Christmas, not only to be there at Epiphany for the welcoming in of the Gentiles, but he is destined to go to the cross, to suffer, to die, to have the curse pronounced on the whole human race come down on him. This child is destined to bear death for everyone else, so that we might have life. The wise men come bringing that gift. And as the wise men come bringing those gifts, there's something they may not realize. And I got to tell you a story. Back when I was growing up, one Christmas under the tree, there appeared a package that had a label on it. And the label read like this: from me to me. And we wondered. Five members of our family wondered, we figured one of us knew whose it was and we'd find out later. From me to me. Turns out it was my brother who decided to go off and get himself a gift, and he unwrapped it and then he started talking. Well, you know, you shouldn't have. No, but I really should have. Well, thank you. Yes, I had that kind of a family. But here's the gift. The gift, if you read earlier in the passage, the gift is the nations coming and kings coming to him. And the kings themselves are the gift that God is giving to himself. From me to me. The gift of the kings and the nations and the Gentiles and every soul that believes in Jesus becoming a gift from God the Father to God the Son to be his brothers and sisters, sharing in eternal life, living with all of the blessings that are given to us, gifts that are given so that we might be a gift to God the Son and be a gift from God the Son to his Father and be a gift that God gives to himself for how long? For all eternity. And the wise men are packing up their gifts and figuring out these are the gifts we're going to bring. We're going to go and we're going to give gifts to God. And they don't realize that they happen to be the gift coming along with gold and frankincense and camels. That's in the Old Testament prophecy too, in the Old Testament lesson for today. And they're coming along and they're finding this child and they're bowing down and they're worshiping him. And as the wise men worship Jesus, who receives the greater gift? And the answer, of course, is the wise men. But in the way God chooses to look at things, the gift that he desires above everything else is you. And who can give you to God? It's not you, because you cannot trot off and choose, I'm going to be a gift to God. Instead, he has to win you over. He has to give the Holy Spirit poured into your hearts. He has to call you through the gospel, through the message about Jesus Christ. He has to bring you into his kingdom. He has to give you to himself. And when he does that, you get to enjoy being the gift for all eternity. And yet, the greater gift, the greater gift always is the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of the love of God, the gift of God's promise and his gospel and how far God would go to reach out to you and bring you into salvation. And on this Epiphany Day, here we are in the middle of gift-giving once again. And gifts to God, gifts from God. Later in the service, our Lord Jesus will give a gift to you again, a gift of bread and wine with his body and his blood given to you there, and a gift of forgiveness and eternal life again and again and again. He loves giving the gifts. And we receive and we worship. And that is the best that we can do. And that's a good place to stop. Amen.